Aloha kākou. I'm Noe Tanigawa, and this is the Aloha Friday Conversation on Hawaii Public Radio. It's kind of a new thing we're developing for you, and we'd really love your input on this. You know, the Aloha Friday Conversation is about great ideas taking root or springing from right here in Hawaii. And I just heard about a cooperative arrangement between a local co-working space and a beautiful co-working space in Kyoto, owned by Dentsu Incorporated, Japan's largest advertising agency. Honolulu's Box Jelly has started a partnership with Dentsu that offers more than just, you know, reciprocal co-working privileges. Box Jelly and Dentsu are both interested in innovative solutions for island-based economies. They think this partnership can be a platform for collaboration in the future. Pretty cool, huh? So I called Rechung Fujihira. He's the founder of Box Jelly.
So basically, with Dentsu, we first met him maybe about a year ago. And it's kind of cool because they have a space in Kyoto called Engawa that we visited. The Engawa space is interesting because Kyoto as a city has like these kind of analogies to Honolulu and Hawaii.
How so?
They're like a cultural center of Japan, so they're deeply rooted culture there. And they have this very interesting intersection with the arts as well, and they're very, very tourism-driven. You know, we're sitting there talking, and then we came up on this concept of this Satoyama capitalism book. And Satoyama is like the Japanese version of Ahupua'a, you know, and it's like ancestral ways of doing things and how they were able to maintain systems, not so much in an extractive way. So, you know, they're thinking about, hey, like, we don't want to do things in the way that have always been done. And we're thinking about, yeah, we agree. Like, we should continue to keep looking to the past to inform what we do in the future. We're kind of like kindred kind of souls with us in Engawa.
Wait, now, are we talking about Dentsu, Japan's largest advertising agency?
We are talking about Dentsu. So Dentsu, you know, as you said, is the largest advertising agency in Japan, right? So they do a bunch of different things, and they have kind of a lot of things going on in Kyoto as well. It's like they have this, like, huge kind of makery where they can make anything from, like, prototypes of, like, electronics, the prototypes of cars, you know, like everything in between.
3D printers everywhere.
Yeah, exactly. So it's just like kind of amazing space that I really hope, you know, as we build this relationship with them, we'll have be able to get some Hawaii entrepreneurs some access to kind of some of their. But there's always been talk of like continuing to build bridges between Hawaii and Japan and the rest of Asia. And I think this is, you know, one place where we can really start to bring people back and forth. And, you know, with the Island Innovation Demo Day and some of the ideas that are kind of cooking but, you know, haven't come to fruition yet, we're going to be able to really see people going back and forth after Corona's died down, probably.
Yeah, right, Corona. Everybody's concerned about that now. And just heard that Dentsu has 5,000 Tokyo workers telecommuting because one of them tested positive for COVID-19. But Rechung and his Japanese counterparts are working on an island innovation demo day. That's going to be a pitch session for particularly island solutions, and it's going to happen here in Hawaii. So we're looking forward to that. Mahalo, Rechung Fujihira, founder of the Box Jelly co-working space in Kaka'ako. They've got a new location inside Ward Center, now sharing privileges with Dentsu's Engawa Kyoto.